1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
I hope that you'll indulge me a little bit for the next few minutes, because today, as you know, is Valentine's Day. And on Valentine's Day, it's important, it's very, very important for you to be able to say to the people that you love that you... Okay. They can stop that hammering. That'd be great, man. Sorry. We got some construction going on. It's important to say to whoever it is that you love that you love them. And my wife, Maria, is out of town with our kids. This is a vacation of sorts for the kids from school. And so she took them out to the desert, and I haven't had a chance to be with her on Valentine's Day today. She's coming home tomorrow, but I wanted to read something to her. And I felt like reading this to her, and I hope that you will at least allow me that. Okay, stand by for just a second. Can you go outside and ask those guys to stop that, please? All right. This is for my wife, Maria. Hold on for a minute. Kill the music. Have them stop that out there right now. This is a letter to my wife for Valentine's Day. Darling, I am so... Darling, I am so grateful that you... I'm so grateful. I can't read this when that's going on outside. If we can... Hey, what are they doing outside? Excuse me, folks. Believe me, I'm... All right, what we'll do... That's all that's good for now, guys, if you don't mind. And that wasn't even the song I wanted to use. All right. Darling, when you and I first met... When you and I first met, it was a day... When you and I first met, it was a day... Hey, Jimmy. The guy down at the other end, tell him to stop. Just go over to him and tell him to stop. Thank you, sir. Darling, when you and I first met, I remember thinking to myself that we'd have...
No, he can't do that! Off! Yes!
I would like David Hall to call. If David Hall is listening, I would like him to call on our back line, please. Darling, when you and I first met, I remember thinking to myself... I'm sorry, man. You can't do it now, because that when that on-air light goes on, that means I'm on the air. Get David Hall, please, on the back line for me, Chris. I'm not even going to worry about this. I'm not even going to do it. Okay. David? Can you hear that? David, can you hear that?
Yes, I can.
All right. I'm trying to read...
No, I've been listening to you.
So you know what I'm doing.
I know what you're trying to do, and I'm asking you to continue to do it, because all you're doing now is you're involving the audience in a problem that you've got relative to your work environment. And what you're doing is hurting your on-air sound rather than helping it.
I'm not doing anything, man. I'm listening to some guys hammering here.
They're working on my office.
They're doing what?
They're working on my office. They're putting in carpeting... And they're hanging some drywall and some pictures for tomorrow.
So what are you asking me to do?
What am I asking you to do? I'm asking you to do your show as a professional. Now, you were reading a Valentine's letter to your wife. Is that what you were doing?
Yes.
Well, will you please do it? Because what you're doing now is you're wasting airtime talking to me about it.
How do I read a Valentine's letter? Can you hear that?
Phil, every time you draw attention to it. You're hurting whatever it is you're trying to do on the air.
I'm doing a Valentine's letter to my wife.
Look, I know what day it is. I've seen people giving out candy. I've seen people giving each other cards. I've seen a lot of people around the office today wasting precious time with Valentine's Day. I've got an office that I've got to get into shape by tomorrow morning.
Can we get these guys to stop doing that until 7 o'clock when I'm off the air, or 10 o'clock Eastern, or 1 o'clock Eastern, or whenever it is?
These guys are going to be working till midnight.
Working till midnight?
Yes.
Do you know that Jimmy Newell's in there?
I know Jimmy's there.
Jimmy's wife is in labor.
I don't care if Jimmy's wife is in labor. He's in there working on my office. Now, the longer you talk about it, the less time Jimmy's going to have to be with his wife tonight, if he gets to be with her at all.
His wife went into labor, she's pregnant, and she's going to have a baby. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
So he's working here till I can't hear anything that I'm doing!
Why are you so unprofessional that you can't just continue to do what you're doing? You got to keep drawing attention to it.
I'm reading a love letter to my wife.
I know all about Valentine's Day, Phil. Everybody was telling me about it. Read your blessed letter to your wife and move on, will you?
So I'm supposed to do it with that racket? I'm supposed to do it with that racket in the background. Is that it?
Yes.
These guys are going to be working till midnight. You got a guy in there who's an expectant father. His wife went into labor. She's in the hospital.
You're telling the whole world this? Jimmy's wife went into labor. I understand that. But if Jimmy and those guys would get that job done like they said they would by 3 o'clock this afternoon, I wouldn't have to have them working. Now, I've got Talk Radio Magazine coming in tomorrow. They're interviewing me for a big piece, Executive of the Year. You know what that is, don't you?
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for finally getting around to talking about my problems.
Congratulations, David. I'm simply saying...
You're simply saying that you can't move on with a bit and read your Valentine's letter to your wife or whatever it is. You got to worry about men that are working on my office, because I'm going to be interviewed for a major piece in the newspaper tomorrow.
Let's forget about me for a minute, okay?
Well, wait. Are we talking about this on your show now?
Yeah, I just want to... Let's forget about me for a minute, okay? Okay?
What?
Jimmy Newell's wife went into labor...
Holy Jesus.
Just listen to me for a minute, all right?
What?
Jimmy Newell's wife went into labor. She's going to have a baby tonight. You know it was a problem pregnancy. She was in and out of the hospital. She could lose the baby. Don't you think that Jimmy ought to be with his wife?
What do you care about Jimmy and his oven-baked wife? I'm talking about getting that office done so that I am able to have an interview conducted tomorrow in it.
I can't do a radio show with this kind of noise, man!
Phil?
Tell him the guy with the power, are you hearing this?
Phil, listen to me. You are supposedly a professional. You were going to read a Valentine's Day letter to your wife, and you stopped doing it so you could scream at my workman.
I haven't said a word to your workman. I simply am asking. That guy hasn't stopped pounding that hammer, man.
He's getting paid to do that, just like you're getting paid to do a radio show. Just read the letter.
David.
Read it. You know, Valentine's Day... I don't like Valentine's Day bits. I think they waste too much time on the air, and I think the giving out of candy and Valentine's Day wishes in the office wastes valuable office time. Now do the letter and move on with your show. Do it!
Darling, I say to you today the fact...
Do it!
Darling, I want to say to you today... that I love you so very much. I can't hear what I'm saying, man!
Do the letter!
I can't hear that guy shut up! Go out there and tell him to shut up. Shut up, man. Turn it off, man. Turn it off, baby. That's it. Get that guy to stop the hammering.
What are you doing?
Get the guy to stop the hammering.
Phil, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Go out there. David.
Are you going to spend your time telling me how you're right, or are you going to spend your time doing what you're paid to do, and that's do what I tell you to do? Do you think I give a damn about three guys getting home in time to get a Valentine's lay from their broads? And do you really think I care if Jimmy gets his wife when I got Talk Radio Magazine coming in?
I would think that you would have a little care and concern for the...
I can't. He turned that...
Sorry. I would think you'd have a little care and concern for your employees. I'm trying to read that...
Why are those guys stopped working?
David, I got to...
Why are they stopped? Get them going. I'm going to call the back line. Get them going!
Tell them to start hammering again. David!
They're working on my office, putting in carpeting, putting up drywall, and hanging pictures so the talk radio magazine can interview me tomorrow. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yes, sir, I understand.
They have to take pictures of my office.
Get the guy. Go ahead, pal. I'm sorry, man.
Henry, if that office isn't finished tomorrow, you're suspended.
Like it's my fault, huh?
I saw him with your letter.
Darling, I love you so very much. And my husband, I was right. I love you, Tom. Another thing? A long time ago, in the crossroads, I am done. That time that you sat right on my... And then I slid my... And it felt really good. Sincerely, your loving husband, Phil. How was that?
I didn't hear it. But I'm sure it was great.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication, with us. I was trying to read a kind of a Valentine's Day note to my wife. There is some construction going on in the other office that has made it impossible for me to do that. But the bigger issue here, David, is Jimmy Newland, who's one of the workers in there, and is a drywall hanger and does some other labor in there. His wife has gone into labor. You're not going to let him go to his wife in the hospital until he's finished hanging your industry awards. He's going to miss the birth of his first child on Valentine's Day.
Well, you know, Phil, you put it, is he going to be with the kid the rest of his life? The answer to that is yet. Yes. I'm going to be executive of the year from Talk Radio Magazine. That comes around only once. And no sentimental attachment to some newborn kid being born on Valentine's Day is going to rob me of my recognition as an executive of the year. I built the most individually unique and strongest talk radio lineup in the country. And now you're telling me what? You're telling me that I'm supposed to send that guy...
The guy's wife is going to give birth.
He should have figured that out before he started dragging his rear end in here at 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, stopping off at Starbucks and getting his coffee before he came in to hang some drywall, before he came in to staple in some carpet.
You know that his wife had a difficult pregnancy, right?
That's right. It's got nothing to do with me. The problem that I've got, Phil, is Valentine's Day is a good holiday as far as it goes. But when it begins to interrupt the normal flow of business... And I'm talking about employees of this radio division standing around and giving each other Valentines, standing around and giving each other Hershey's kisses, standing around and giving each other chocolate bonbons and all of that. Who's going to pay Jimmy the money to keep his brat in food or keep his, and I don't mean to say brat, but to keep it in diapers? Who's going to pay him that? Is it going to be Cupid? Is it going to be the Hallmark Company? It's going to be me. David Hall, executive of the year.
You know she had a troubled pregnancy. I'm trying to point this out. You know she's been in and out of the hospital.
Oh, and that's my fault, too. Is that my fault?
We're not saying it's your fault. We're saying as a compassionate employer, You release the man from his work duties tonight. You let him be with his wife. This baby may not make it for all we know. She may not make it. And you want him hanging pictures on your office wall while his wife is teetering on the brink.
Yeah, but nobody asked this question. Hey, Jimmy, what were you thinking when you put it in her 9 months ago?
David, this couple's been trying for 6 years. Finally, the fertility treatments were taking, okay?
Well, is that my fault that this guy's shooting a low-caliber load? Maybe his boys don't swim too good. I'll tell you, my boys swim pretty good. I got two and one more on the way. God knows how many I got back in Sacramento. Maybe I should have put it in Jimmy's old lady. Then at least Jimmy wouldn't be so worried about getting there and could finish putting my pictures up.
Boy, that's great, man.
Yeah, what? Wait a second. I'm the bad guy?
That's a really...
I'm the bad guy. You're making me the bad guy. I just want to be clear. Are you making me the bad guy?
That's a really nice...
Are you making me the bad guy?
Yeah. You won't let a guy off of his work detail because he's not putting up the pictures in your office or stapling carpet or hanging drywall? Yes, I'm making you the bad guy.
I want to be absolutely clear. Are you calling me the bad guy here because Jimmy Newland drags his ass in here at 11 o'clock in the morning?
I'm calling you the bad guy because his wife is pregnant. She's in the hospital, in labor.
Yeah, I know, and she had a trouble pregnancy. Hey, Phil, let me ask you a question. Who made you Jesus Christ? I just want to be clear.
Wait. I never said...
No, who made you Jesus H. Christ? Because that's who you are. You're now judging me. Is that what you're doing? You're judging me? I'm not judging you. I'm saying Jimmy Newland can go see his old lady in the hospital, spit out how many of her kids she wants to spit out, as soon as he hangs my pictures in my office. Give a phone number, will you? All that silence really gives me the creeps. Are you doing a radio show now, or are you just giving me crap?
I'm doing a radio show.
Then give out a phone number.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, and while you're on the subject, Phil, why don't you let the audience in on what the hell it is you're talking about? Oh, you know what? I'll do it. Hey, everybody, I'm David G. Hall. I'm the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show. And what do you think about Phil giving me crap about having my office done so that Jimmy Newland can go off and screw the pooch a little bit more tonight? So his old lady can have a baby or whatever it is that she's got going on. And meanwhile, my office that I paid $15,000 to have renovated looks like a toilet for tomorrow's interview in Talk Radio Magazine. What do you think about that?
Boy, you're really angry.
Yeah, make it about me again.
I'm not making it about you, man.
That's all it's been. It's been about me and what a complete and utter ass I am.
One 800 449 8686 of the Phil Henry Show. There they go with that hammering again.
Well, good. Forget about it, will you? Read the letter to your old lady. Talk about how much you love her. Talk about your Valentine stuff, because you're giving me a headache with it. Go ahead.
Maria, I just wanted to say to you, honey, that... I am very much in... glad that I married you. You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Enjoying what? I wish you'd get it over with, will you?
Honey, I'm very happy that you married me. I love you very much. And I feel that you and I can become... Oh, come on!
That's a vacuum!
I feel that you and I can be very much in love with each other. I can't hear a thing, okay?
Is that it?
What?
That love letter? That's how you're ending it? I can't hear a thing? How about I love you?
I love you.
But I can't hear a thing.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
It is Valentine's Day. My wife, Maria, I know is listening to me. She's out in Palm Springs at her mother and father-in-law's. And the kids are with her, and they're paying a visit out there because it is a week off for the kids. But she's not with me, and certainly, David, you can understand that.
Phil, I understand that you love your wife. I admire that. You have wasted 35 minutes of this radio division's valuable airtime trying to read some letter to your wife on Valentine's Day while I've got an office that sits there like an open sore in the middle of what is otherwise a very gorgeous suite of offices here in Sherman Oaks, California. Now, Jimmy Newell knew when he and his wife, when he decided to come home drunk on malt liquor and put it to his old lady 9 months ago, and now they're going to spit a kid out tonight, he should have thought about that before he's standing around not hanging my pictures.
And David, what are you doing for your wife on Valentine's Day?
What's that supposed to mean?
What are you doing for your wife on Valentine's Day? You're putting down all these guys. What are you doing for her on Valentine's Day?
I'm doing some things. I got her some nice seat covers for her car.
Seat covers, huh?
Oh, so now you're going to criticize what I'm getting my wife for Valentine's Day. You piece of crap.
Let me go to a phone call. Sylvia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
I want to tell you.
He's criticizing me getting seat covers for my wife.
You go to hell, you goddamn ugly pig.
Me?
You shut your mouth. I'm not talking to you, you stupid ass. I'm talking to Phil Hendry, not to you. You can go to hell. You're not worth anything.
Yes, Sylvia.
Moron.
I'm right here, Sylvia. It's Phil Hendry.
I tell that guy to shut his mouth. I'm not talking to him. He's garbage to me.
Go ahead, dear.
Every time I hear his voice, I want to regurgitate.
Go ahead, dear.
What is all that voice? What
are
you doing now?
They're hammering in his office next door.
He can hammer his goddamn head. He's the worst animal I've ever heard on radio.
Well, I'm very sorry.
I wish the hell he'd get his head broken. You know, if I was there, I would take it up to the baseball bat.
What? I didn't hear you, Sylvia. Say that again.
I said if I had a baseball bat and knock his head off. Well, he's an ugly pig. Every time I hear his voice on radio, I get sick.
Well, you know, the guy won't let Jimmy Newell, his wife is pregnant. She's going to give birth tonight.
Yeah, and he won't let him go.
No, he won't let him go.
Well, he can do better than come to go to hell.
And
that's what I want to talk to him and tell him to go to hell.
David?
He's a coward.
David, are you there?
Oh, you
a rotten coward.
You haven't seen a Valentine's
You're
Day.
You're a coward. You're an ugly pig.
Just the ball.
You are an ugly pig. Go to hell.
So that's Sylvia. I can't hear anything because of these guys working.
I know, but he's doing it deliberately. He's
hey,
a
David,
dog.
David, why don't you tell these guys to knock the work off, okay?
Phil.
That old bag you're talking to ain't worth my time.
Yes, ma'am.
You can work for an animal like that. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think you're right.
He is an animal. He's not a human being. I wish I was there. You know what I could do to him?
What's that?
I could just go right into his face and go and see that.
Well, that's a pretty violent thing.
What did she say?
Violent, but
wait,
that's how I feel about him. I despise that man.
What did you say, lady?
Shut your mouth, you pig.
Smile when you say that.
Pig.
You better.
I dare you to come down here. I'll break your neck.
Smile when you say that to me.
Oh, go drop dead where you're standing, you ugly pig.
When did Moses give you that Valentine, by the way?
You go to hell, don't you dare. You're an animal. You don't deserve to live with human beings. Get the hell to the ground where you belong, ugly animal.
To the ground?
Yes. Drop dead, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, drop dead. You could have just said...
Drop dead and get into the ground, you bastard.
Don't you think you ought to be lying down?
Go drop dead, you ugly animal. You don't deserve to live with human beings.
Hey, Sylvia, can I ask you a question? This is
what?
Phil. I was down...
He's doing that purposely.
What? I'm sorry, honey. Did you hear me?
No.
All right. I was down... You didn't want me to do it, okay?
He's a stupid animal.
No, but did you hear what I said to you? I was talking to this guy.
I don't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. David, don't tell him to turn it down.
Turn what down?
Turn down the stuff outside. Anyway, Sylvia,
yes.
This guy tells me that if I...
Daddy, I swear to God, if I ever
David,
met that man, I'd take my shoes off with the high heels and I'd put it right into his eyes.
I don't blame you.
What's the matter with you, Harry?
You're an ugly, stupid animal.
Why don't you turn the noise down so I can talk to Sylvia?
I didn't do anything.
Bull crap! You did it on purpose.
Oh, I did it on purpose. Boy, aren't you just the persecutor.
Pig!
All right, Sylvia, what I wanted to say was, there were three people down in... David, why'd you do that?
Do what?
He's doing
what?
It deliberately.
I didn't do anything.
He's a liar.
I'm a liar now.
Yes, you're a stupid, ugly liar.
Well, thanks a lot, Jesus.
You're a disgusting pig.
And let me tell you something, Virgin
Don't
Mary.
Don't tell me anything. Drop dead.
Sylvia, these people who are...
I know it.
Will you stop that, David?
I want to tell you something.
Yes.
If I were there, and I ever met anybody like that moron, I would take my shoes off and knock his head off with them.
Is this Mother Teresa?
Go drop dead, you ugly pig, you!
David, you should...
What'd you say?
I said, David, you shouldn't be talking to...
Didn't catch that.
Will you stop it with those saws?
He's doing that.
He is doing it on purpose.
I know he is.
I said, David, don't talk to this
If I ever had the occasion to meet that man, I could, you know what? I'm a pretty good expert in certain physical abilities.
Serious?
Yes, I'm not. I am serious.
What? Like what?
Well, like in jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu. You don't know jiu-jitsu from Gene Simmons.
You go to hell. You're lucky I'm not near you because I could have given you a shot in your teeth and knocked all of them out.
You're telling me you know judo. Is that it?
Huh?
What, do you know judo? Is that it?
That's right.
David.
Yes, you're an ass. You're an ugly, stupid ass.
The lady knows jiu-jitsu, man.
I wouldn't work for you for $1,000 a week. I wouldn't work for you.
David.
I'll tell you who I worked for, Phil.
Yes?
You know who I worked for before I retired?
Who, dear?
I worked, first of all, I worked in the New York City Board of Education.
Bull crap.
No, she's...
Tell him to go to hell.
Go
I don't
to hell,
give
David.
A damn. He's not anybody I want to
He's not allowed to tell me to go to hell. Only you. You're
go to hell, you ugly pig. And Phil?
Yes, dear?
I worked before I was waiting for my appointment in school, in
uh-huh.
the public school system.
Yeah.
But before I was waiting, I was also working. I was Joshua Gabor's private secretary.
Oh, baloney.
No,
David,
look, I don't give a damn what he said.
David, will you,
you
shut up, please?
Okay.
Yes, yes, dear.
I was her private secretary when she lived in the Waldorf, and
wow.
I was there.
That was
you
exciting.
Know, and,
yeah.
you know, Herbert Hutner was the boyfriend.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I knew him very well.
My wife and I had occasion to stay at the Waldorf recently.
Okay,
very,
but,
very
but
nice.
That's where she had a suite, and, of course, you know, Joshua, you know,
yeah.
I don't have to tell you who she is.
Guys going in and out of there all the time, huh?
So I was working for her, waiting for my appointment, because I had just finished everything for the Board of Education. So I told her, you see,
will
he's
you
doing that
Will you stop that, David?
He is such an ugly piece
David,
of...
David,
well,
David, this lady knows jiu-jitsu, okay?
I don't care how many Jews she knows.
It's got nothing to know with knowing Jews. I said jiu-jitsu.
She's a Jew.
No, she's not a Jew. I said she knows jiu-jitsu.
Listen how anti-Semitic he is, and you got a problem with me. Hello.
He doesn't believe it.
All right, so you're working with Zsa Zsa Gabor. Go ahead.
Yes, and yeah. I was wet. I was a principal secretary.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's... I think that the word is.
Wow. Okay.
I'm fairly educated to be working where I was.
Yeah, absolutely, dear.
And I want to tell you that if I had met anybody like that guy, what the hell his name is,
David
I could have taken my shoes off and knocked his head off.
Because you know,
I took jiu-jitsu and learned it very well.
You took what?
I don't want to talk to you. Get off your back.
I don't even think you know how to pronounce
you
that.
You ugly pig. Get off.
It's not called jiu-jitsu.
Get off, you ugly pig.
All right, I'm leaving.
Oh, Phil?
Yeah. All right, well, look, Sylvia.
Did he get out?
David, are you out?
He's an ugly pig.
Jiu-jitsu is the art of shoe throwing, is that it?
Talking to anyone like that.
So throwing shoes is what you learn in jiu-jitsu. That's great.
Go to hell, you ugly pig!
Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
By the way, the voice of David G. Hall was performed by me, and that Sylvia, she was real. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. You want to find out more about our show, philhenryshow.com, the funniest show in the history of radio, in the history of the medium, right here. philhenryshow.com, and you can become a Backstage Pass member for only $6.95 a month, and that gets you all of our audio, archived audio, 30-day archives. In other words, you get 30 days of all of our shows archived. You can listen on demand live or on demand to our current show, or you can listen to our various short and long-form bits in our audio archives. You can also see our webcast that we did in December. That's archived. And all of the audio is top quality, top-notch. Beautiful quality. How would you describe the audio quality on the web?
Better than
anywhere else on the web. You find some places that post our noise, have some of our clips, and the audio quality is just dog crap. I mean, like they taped it off of a ham radio or something.
We're taking it digitally.
But we take it digitally, directly off of a DAT tape, and it's beautiful, man. So if you have a Phil Henry fan in your life, or you're one, Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. It's only $6.95 a month, and you can get it by going to our website, philhenryshow.com. Here's the story about Britney Spears' movie, Pink, Perky, and Down to Her Panties. Before you can say, oops, she did it again, pop princess Britney Spears makes a not-so-innocent movie debut on Friday. But the big question is not so much the wisdom of pop's most famous virgin losing her virginity on screen, which I am told that's what's going to happen, as whether the movie will be as big a box office bust as fellow songstress Mariah Carey's Glitter. The question is whether it will be as big a bust as Mariah Carey's Glitter. Now, that isn't really a question. That's just the opinion of this reporter. But he wants you to believe that the question is, will Britney Spears' movie, Crossroads, be as big a bomb as Mariah Carey's Glitter? And I predict the Britney Spears movie is going to open at $30 million minimum. It'll be number one.
A Phil Henry prediction.
All right, moving on to our next news item. I wish I had some drops or something that did that.
Phil Henry on target.
Now, our next one. Police investigating the disappearance of a 7-year-old girl believed to have been kidnapped from her bedroom nearly 2 weeks ago have again searched the home of a neighbor they say is the only potential suspect at this point. There are no other potential suspects in the disappearance of Danielle Van Dam, at least not at this point, said San Diego Police Lieutenant Jim Duncan. Police said the parents, Damon and Brenda Van Dam, have been ruled out as suspects along with several relatives, friends, and associates. Now, Danielle was reported missing from her family's San Diego home February 2nd after her mother went to wake her in her second-floor bedroom and discovered she was not there. Police are calling the disappearance the result of a kidnapping. I was happy to take the lie detector test, Brenda said recently. I knew we would pass, and that would keep the focus on finding Danielle. Police say the neighbor came under scrutiny after leaving for a weekend in the desert 80 miles east of San Diego the day Danielle turned up missing. Dan Conklin, a tow truck operator from Glamis, California, told CNN he was called to tow the neighbor's motorhome after it got stuck in the sand that weekend. He was in a big hurry to leave and wanted me to reassure him that I could just pull him out, Conklin said. Police say the neighbor had been cooperative and has been questioned by police and had his home searched as well as two vehicles impounded. A car has been returned and the motorhome is still being tested by police. He has denied any knowledge of the case and said early on that he did not know the girl. The child's parents say they hardly know him either. By the way, both of these parents, neither of them checked on the well-being of the children all freaking night.
Phil Henry prediction.
I think the parents will be reconsidered as suspects.
Phil Henry on target.
Moving on to our next item. That's right, you heard me. The parents will be reconsidered as suspects. And I'm rustling the paper to show you. I don't know what the hell it is I'm going to do next.
Phil Henry flashback.
Now, let's go to a call. Preston, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing?
Good, man.
It's the first time I've heard your show.
Wow, cool.
And, I listened to what you were saying about Canadians before and stuff like that. Yeah, we whine a little bit, and, you know, the French are annoying and stuff like that.
Well, hello, I didn't hear you, man. You're fading out on me.
Oh, am I? Is that better?
Yeah, you start out like this, then you're going down here.
Sorry, man.
All right.
No, but your show's been pretty good. It's been pretty funny.
Canadians are like our kid brother who we're trying to drag out to party with us. See, you're from a young nation, and we have a young nation.
Oh, yeah.
And we're trying to grab you and say, come on, let's go party. And you guys are still kind of have an affinity for grandma and grandpa over there in Europe. The French and the English and the proper prim way of putting on their Depends diaper. You're sitting there like the dutiful son, and you're feeding them their sherry, and you're giving them a hot sponge bath. And meanwhile, your big brother America's going, let's go have some beers, baby. Let's get rowdy. And you guys still want to hang with grandma and grandpa, you know? Because what's going on, really, man, is this, the ancient world, the old world, hates the fact that we play our music loud, we drink tons of moose head, we go up and down the mountains on our freaking snowboards, and we're nuts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're going around the world and we're kicking a little ass, because that's what happens. The old world has never been comfortable with that. They've always considered us a bit barbaric. And, you know, the time now, after September 11th, the time has finally come where we've said, we don't care. You're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to suck on it.
Oh, yeah.
And you frogs, you better get that gold medal over to the Canadians and stop with all that rabble-rousing in Quebec and screw all of you. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to ever do something about that medal or whatever there, but I know the Canadians and Americans rose.
Ah, loosen it up a little bit. Preston?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on, baby.
I'm sorry.
Ride that pony, man. It's going to be okay.
You just got to find the right Canadians to party with, though. That's the problem.
My people are from Toronto, and they're all a bunch of drunks. They're wonderful. They're wonderful people.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, pal.
No,
all right, buddy.
But I think...
Okay, thanks for calling. Go over here to, let me see. Dave? Hi, Dave. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Boy, that was funny. I mean, I must say, I've never heard anything that was just so real. I was
what?
Like, oh, my God.
You mean the old lady screaming and yelling? You mean the old lady screaming and yelling about knowing jiu-jitsu?
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
Man, the whole thing, you and him going back and forth and the construction he's going on. It's my office. And telling him he can squirt out as many brats as he wants. I was buying it.
Thanks, pal. That was me doing the voice.
You were good.
Thanks.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
But
you're not. Now, moving along to our final call, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, pretty good. I love your show. I've been listening to it for a few months now.
Thank you.
And there's one thing. Wasn't Sylvia on before?
Yeah, she calls all the time. She thinks David's a real guy, and she calls in to cuss him out.
And she doesn't know David's real.
Yeah, she thinks he's real. Phil Henry Show.